Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Our top story now on this Friday, a nightmare scene played out inside a car on the Upper East, where two women are now dead after a shooting, and worse yet, a toddler got caught in the middle of it, unhurt, and probably too young to understand what was going on. Either way, just awful. 1010 Winds reporter Marilyn Buckley leading the broadcast with that incident right down the street from Gracie Mansion.
Police say this was a custody battle turned deadly over a four-year-old boy. Police say the child's mother was trying to put her other one-year-old child in the car and then put a stroller in the trunk when all of a sudden she was shot in the head and then shot in the back by the grandmother of her four-year-old son. That grandmother, who police say is 65-year-old Kathleen Lee, who is a retired probation officer from Chicago, attempted to shoot herself in the head. One gun was in the middle of the two of them, the other shoved in a tote bag they believe belonged to Lee. They say the child's mother has been identified as 45-year-old Marissa Galloway. She lived just about two blocks from the shooting and died at Cornell Hospital. Marilyn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Upper East Side.
And again, that report filed earlier. We have since gotten word that the grandmother who allegedly fired the shot has passed away as well. Also today, you hear about that disturbing video showing a 95-year-old lady assaulted by a home health care aide up in Harlem. Oh, it's heartbreaking. Channel 7 Eyewitness News showed it. The health care person was sent to the lady's house. She uses a walker and needs an oxygen tank. Well, the video caught on the victim's Nest camera showed the aide whacking the lady with a pan and also hitting her repeatedly till she fell out on the floor. What the... The victim's granddaughter saw it, called it one of the worst days of her life. She was apparently watching this on her phone in real time because the family had installed cameras inside grandma's house. The victim suffered bruises, can't lift her arms. Doctors say she might even suffer from blood clots now. The healthcare aide works for MedFlight at Home Healthcare. Channel 7 says they reached out to the company but got no response. Cops said to be looking for this healthcare aide. You can imagine the granddaughter would like to have a little sit down with her, too. We'll keep you posted on that. Switching gears and back to the Olympics now. It seems like not a whole lot of people in America are paying attention to the Summer Games. 1010 Winds went snooping to find out why.
So here on 6th Avenue, as she was headed into work, Catalina chatted with me about her interest in the Olympics.
I like some of the... I won't watch all of them, but I will watch some of them, like figure skating and like things like that. Ice skating. What is it?
There's no figure skating in the summer.
It's the summer. Oh, the summer.
Maybe you like the winter games. Yeah.
Yeah, I like the winter ones. What's going on this way? I watch them, but I just don't know what...
Because there's a new poll out that says like people are just not tuning into this like they used to. Are you surprised to hear
here
that?
And there? No, not really. Like,
well, why do you think people aren't watching? I mean,
I don't know. Maybe just not as interesting as maybe it used to be.
Well, figure skating was part of the Olympics in 1924. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Midtown.
Well, a couple of years later, and officials in a Long Island village say controversial stop sign cameras they put up to curtail lead foots, well, appear to be working.
You cannot miss the large cameras here by the stop signs on Emerson Drive in the village of Saddle Rock. Some drivers stopped for 3 seconds so they would not get a ticket, others for what seemed like a half a second. But Mayor Dr. Dan Levy says they did stop, and that's the point.
We went from greater than 95% noncompliance 95% compliant.
However, at least one resident says this is an illegal practice because the state has not approved the cameras on stop signs. And he says every time he gets a $60 ticket, he files a protest.
Of course, it had to be approved by the State Department of Transportation. It never was.
His tickets have been dismissed. The mayor says the village board did pass a measure to allow the cameras. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the village of Saddle Rock.
The city making good on a promise. Gun detectors are starting to go up at subway stations across the city. We now know scanners will be up in at least one station in time for the evening commute. And with that, opponents say they're prepared to sue.
No, it's not a baseball game or a concert, just a subway ride. At least one station will have those scanners to start. City officials say several people can walk through at once. Mayor Adams, in announcing the pilot program in March, said it's all about feeling safe.
Would I prefer us not having to walk through this to come on our system? You're darn right I do. But we have to live life the way it is. and work to make it what it ought to be.
There's already a threat of legal action. Jenvin Wong with the Legal Aid Society is worried about false positives.
It's certainly going to affect people who have done absolutely nothing wrong to unnecessary, unconstitutional searches.
City Hall views this as a continuation of making subways safer. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
It's a gorgeous day out there for a scenic boat ride, and that's what a group of officials and environmental activists are doing today along the Harlem River for what they're calling an environmental justice tour.
The tour was hosted by Upper Manhattan Congressman Adriano Espaillat for the third year in a row. It's intended to highlight waterfront access.
In the Bronx is a journey, to say the least, and so we're looking. We're making sure that they get the dollars that they need as an appropriator. Someone in the Appropriations Committee, I fight every year to bring more dollars for environmental justice.
Also on the tour was City Department of Transportation Commissioner Idanis Rodriguez.
We have to continue engaging into the conversation on how much more we can do, not only to clean the river, but also to build greenway that can reconnect community.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Hudson River in Inwood.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.